What's up, guys? Welcome to episode number 9 of the Kenny Kenna Podcast, where we talk about the 4 steps to becoming a better salesperson. Very simple stuff that you could do to increase your sales, whether you're selling for somebody else as a job, or whether you are an entrepreneur or just getting started with a new business or something like that. So if you're liking this content, please make sure you leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to. We're pretty much everywhere: iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. I don't know what the other ones are, to be honest with you, but and we're pretty much on every podcast platform. Google Podcasts, we're there too. Any podcast platform that you listen to, we are there. So subscribe to the show, leave a review. It helps other people find us and helps other people find this content so that other people can get the benefit from it as well. And also visit us at KennyCannonPodcast.com for all the show notes and any kind of links that I mentioned or anything like that. All right, that's all for now. Let's get on to episode number 9, how to become 4 steps to becoming a better salesperson. So if you want to become better at sales and you want to learn how to close more deals and get more leads in the pipeline and all that kind of stuff, there's really 4 things that you can do that will substantially increase the amount of money that you make, the amount of leads that come in, the amount of people in your pipeline, the amount of sales that you close, deals that you get done. And, you know, this is basically just over the course of the past 12 years, 200,000 plus people that I've worked with, trained, got my material, listened to my videos, listened to my training, whatever. This is what I've seen, you know, over that time. And also in my days in the stock business, in my days in the mortgage business, in my days in the car business, these 4 things were kind of the difference between the people that succeeded and the people that didn't. You know, in the stock business, we would hire, I'm just going to give you easy numbers. We'd hire 10 people, 9 of them were gone within the first 3 or 4 days. And the same thing is true with all of the companies that I train, all the companies that I work with. You know, 90% of people in the sales business. So, you know, and that goes for entrepreneurs too. I think entrepreneurship is higher than that. In my business now, it's probably like 95% of people that I train, you know, don't follow these 4 things. So if you follow these 4 things when it comes to sales, when it comes to entrepreneurship, you will be fine. Number 1 is the easiest by far. And that is, do it. Just doing it puts you in the top 10% of people out there. Most people don't do anything. And that's like, it's the craziest thing, because people talk to me all the time about, oh, that's going to become saturated. And oh, there's going to be so many people selling this and so many people doing that. And everyone in the world sells SEO now. No, you're wrong about that. You're 100% wrong. And I tell people that all the time. Like, you know, most people may say that I have a web design business or something, or I have a Facebook ad business, or I have a SEO company, or I am a whatever, but they're not doing anything that actually produces results in that business, right? They may be developing a website, or they may be doing a logo, or they may have t-shirts, or they may have business cards, but they're not actually out there prospecting and selling people anything. So if you just start off by saying, you know what, I'm going to do the things that actually are going to produce the result that I'm after, then you're already in the top 10% of people out there, okay? And that goes for pretty much anything too, by the way. Like, if you're someone who wants to lose weight, a lot of people say they want to lose weight. A lot of people say they're going to go on a diet. A lot of people say they're going to, you know, whatever, like they do something to help with their body or their health. But they don't actually do anything. If you just go out there and do something, even if it's something small, then you're going to be better off for that. So when it comes to sales, number one thing, okay, in the 4 steps to becoming a better salesperson, number one thing, get out there and actually do it. Even if you suck at it, it doesn't really matter all that much. Even if you're terrible at it, just go out there and do it. And I'll give you one last example for number 1, and then we'll move on to number 2. But one example is, like, I train a lot of people on how to start new businesses. I have Time Freedom Agency. I have other programs that I run and other programs that I put out. I train a lot of people on how to start business, how to grow businesses, right? The number one factor, not like number 10, not number 20, the number one factor between success and failure in every one of those programs is if the person is doing it or not. That's it. It's not like, that person's an amazing salesperson, so he's at the top. No, it's just a matter of if the person is doing it. I can tell if someone's going to succeed by if they're doing it or not. If they're not doing anything, they're not going to have success. If they are doing something, they are going to have success. Now, is someone who is outgoing and a trained salesperson, they've been selling for 10 years or whatever, is that person probably going to do a little bit better or maybe see results quicker? Yes, without a doubt. But if the person sucks at it, but he's picking up the phone every single day, he's knocking on doors every day, he's following up with the people he talked to the day before, is that person going to see more results than the people that don't do anything? Of course, 1,000%. So number one, just do something. Just do it, like Nike says. Just do it and you'll be fine, okay? Because what's going to happen is once you do it, you're going to realize that it's not as bad as you think. It's not as hard as you think. And you're going to get results, even if you're bad at it, because you're going to run into someone who's just like, ah, screw it, I'll buy it anyway. Like, right, that's, it's going to happen. Laydowns happen. We don't build businesses on laydowns. We don't depend on them, but they are going to happen. So even if you're terrible at it, just get started. Do something to move yourself forward. Number two, become a prospecting machine. People want to jump to closing right away. How do I become a master closer? How do I become, you know, a great closer? Closing is meaningless. I'm telling you right now, when you truly understand how to sell stuff, closing is not the thing you need to focus on at all. It's meaning. Now, do you have to ask? It's going to be one of our things here. Do you have to ask? Yes. But do you have to know 47,000 different closes? No. If you prospect well and you're actually doing something, most of the time, all you have to do is say, would you like me to help you with that or not? Or something like that, right? This is the price. This is what we're going to do for you. Does that seem fair? Something like that. All you have to do is a basic ask, right? And we're going to go over that in a second. But the bottom line is you can't do that with people if you're not prospecting well. So in my company, we only speak to, in a sales environment, we only speak to qualified prospects. What's a qualified prospect? Qualified prospect is someone who has a want, need, and desire for what it is that you have. Okay, that's number one. There's three things. That's number one. Number two, they have the ability to pay you, meaning they can afford what you have. Okay, and I'm going to give you examples of this in a second. Number three is they have the authority to say yes or no to you right now, okay? So let's imagine, let me just give you real world examples. Client comes to me and a coaching client comes to me and they say, man, you know, everyone's telling me they don't have the money. How do I get over that objection? And I say, I don't really know, to be honest with you, until you tell me a little bit more information about what you're doing. So I can give you many ways to get over the money issue. But you have to, in order for it to help you, you got to give me some more information about what you're doing. So he's like, okay, well, I have a web design business. I say, okay, good. Who are you selling to? What's your target area? What's your perfect client, right? Who are you going after? He's like, well, mainly smaller businesses in my local town, you know, nail salons, pizza places, barber shops, places like that. Okay, fine, whatever. How much is your product? What does it cost for them to get started with you? How much is your the website that you're building? So, well, we have two packages. We have a $2,500 package and a $5,000 package. Now, I don't want to stop too long, but does anyone understand why that's not working? You walk into your average barbershop, costs $12, $15 to get a haircut. Maybe that person makes $7,000, $8,000 a month. The shop, right? Maybe. The local nail salon. Maybe they make $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month. Do you think that they're going to spend $5,000 on a website? They really don't have the money. Okay, so that person is prospecting horribly. That's why he's not closing deals. Not because he's a bad salesperson. It's not because he doesn't have the right rebuttal. It's not because he doesn't have the right pitch. It's because he's prospecting like an idiot. That's why. Now, if that person had a $500 website, he'd be making sales every single day, right? Or if he was prospecting to people that had $10 million companies, he'd be making sales every day. But he's not prospecting the right way for the offer that he has, okay? So if somebody walks into you're a car salesman, let's say, somebody walks into your showroom, right? They have an 800 credit score, the husband and wife are there together, but they just bought a car but from another salesperson 5 minutes ago. Are you ever going to sell that person a car? The answer is no. Why? Because they don't have a general want, need, and desire for a new one. They just got one. So there's no way for you. If that person tells you, I'm not interested, how do you get over that? You don't, because he just bought a car. He's really not interested in one. So there's no reason to talk to him, okay? If someone walks into a car showroom, they desperately want that Honda Accord that you have. They have an 800 credit score, and they have, you know, $1 million in the bank, whatever. They have $100,000 in the bank. But that person is 12. They can't make a decision. They can't legally make a decision. So there's no reason to talk to that person, okay? So all three of those things have to be checked off in order for you to get into a sales conversation with them. They have to have a general want, need, and desire for what it is you're offering. They have to be able to afford what it is that you have, and they have to have the authority to say yes or no to you right now. If you are speaking to someone who you know is married, you sell life insurance, let's say, you're a mortgage broker, you're a real estate agent, you're a stockbroker, you sell cars, whatever. If you're speaking to someone who you know is married and the spouse isn't with them, I mean, I don't know what to do. There's nothing I can do to help you, right? That's just stupid. It doesn't make any sense. It's dumb and it's never going to work, okay? Don't do that. That person is not a qualified prospect if they're making a decision on something that's a life decision, like life insurance, like health insurance, like car insurance, like, an automobile, a house, listing a house, buying a house, renting an apartment, something like that. If the spouse isn't there and you're like, oh man, I can't believe he said I got to talk to my wife first. Like that, you just, like, have a little bit of common sense. I always say that about my kids, and I don't want to think that I'm talking bad about them, because I'm not. But it's the school system that's the issue, and we try to help them here at home. But, you know, it's like they're book smart. They could tell you the Revolutionary War, boom, 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 fact, 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 fact. But then common sense, they look at you like you're an alien. Like, oh my God, what? It's common sense. If somebody walks in to buy a car and they have a ring on their finger and they're alone, you should expect, I got to talk to my husband first before I do this. I'm just out looking right now. I'm just collecting information, right? If you sell Facebook ads, let's say you have a Facebook ad agency. If you sell that, okay, and you're calling Joe and John's Pizza and John is in Vegas at a conference and you're like, oh, I can't believe he said I got to talk to my partner. Like, what do? Like, that's just common sense. I don't know how to help you at that point, right? You have to understand that that's coming. Okay, so that's a qualified prospect. Someone who has a general want, need, and desire for what it is you're offering. I'm going to expand on that a little bit for a second. When I say a general want, need, and desire for what it is you're offering, okay, let's use the Facebook ad example because I was just talking about that. I'm not talking about that person woke up out of bed that morning, shot up out of bed, and they were like, I need Facebook ads today. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, is that person generally wants new leads coming into his business, and he's willing to use the internet to do it. Maybe he has a Groupon ad. Maybe he has a Yellow Pages ad online, or maybe he's running YouTube ads, but he's not on Facebook ads yet, or whatever. Or maybe he's running Facebook ads, but they suck, right? He has a general want, need, and desire to do what you're doing, okay? You run a web development company. The person, maybe his website sucks, or maybe he's, you know, looking at other places to buy websites. Maybe he searched out Wix, how to use Wix on YouTube, and you know, your ad is up there or whatever. That person has a general want, need, and desire for what it is that you're offering. And a lot of people come to me and they're like, oh, well, how the hell am I ever supposed to know the person is going to want what I have before he even knows what I have? I'm not talking about your specific offer. I'm talking about the general idea of, you know, I run a Groupon creation business or whatever. I help people create Groupon ads. And, you know, the person wants more leads coming in. They want new customers, so I can reach out to them for that. That's a general want, need, and desire. Ability and authority are pretty self-explanatory. If the person can't afford what you have, you can't talk to them. If the person doesn't have the authority to say yes or no to you, then you're wasting your time. So become a prospecting machine. Only focus on qualified prospects and bring as many of them in as you possibly can. Filling your pipeline with qualified prospects makes closing very, very easy. Step number three, tighten up your pitch. Tighten it up. If you have to turn the page when you're pitching somebody, it's too long. It's too long, okay? Now, again, the reason why that is because we spend a lot of time qualifying the prospect. If we skip step two, then yeah, maybe we need a 47,000 page presentation, okay? But because we spend so much time prospecting and filling a pipeline and nurturing that pipeline, we don't need a big pitch, right? My pitch, when I don't sell SEO anymore, but when I used to sell SEO to people, I would train other SEO people that would sell, and they would go into a landscaper's office, right? And they would be like, well, you know, there was the Panda update, and now that there's the Panda update, you have to have the HTML tag on the image, and if you don't have the HTTPS on your site, well, then this is going to come up. And the landscaper's like, dude, I cut lawns. Like, I don't even, that's like me, and I'm speaking as a landscaper now. That's like me telling you how my lawnmower engine works in relation to cutting your lawn. You just want a nice lawn, dude. Like, you don't want to know how the lawnmower works. You don't care, right? So when I used to walk into sell SEO, my pitch was, I'm going to bring you a lot of lawns that need to be cut, and you're going to cut them. You're going to collect the money from the customer. As long as you do that, I'm going to bring you lawns that need to be cut. You're going to cut them. You're going to collect money from the customer. As long as we both do our jobs, we're going to love each other forever. That was my entire pitch to sell SEO. Now, I could not do that if I didn't prospect well. Because I prospected well, I used to walk in and I used to say, listen, I'm going to bring you whatever it was, plumbers. I'm going to bring you broken pipes. You're going to fix them. We're going to love each other forever. That's the way it works. Let's start. Simple as that. Okay? So tighten up your pitch. If it's 10 pages long, it's way too long. If you have to turn the page, it doesn't mean that, it means that you're prospecting bad. That's what it means. If you're pitching and pitching and pitching for an hour with somebody, it means that you're not qualifying the prospect enough. Okay, so go back to step two and do that better. Tighten up your pitch, make it quick. You should start your pitch off. I start almost every pitch off like this. This is not the first line of any script, but basically when I'm pitching someone, what I want to tell them is, this is basically what's going to happen. This is basically how it works. This is basically the idea. So I want it to be quick and simple and easy and to the point. I don't want to beat around the bush. I want it to be, it is what it is, and you either like it or you don't. If you don't, fine. If you do, fine. But let's decide and move forward, okay, one way or the other. So tighten up your pitch and make it as short and concise and to the point as you possibly can. And I have some tips on that as well if you want. If you go to KennyCannonPodcast.com and you look through some of the information there, you'll see. Like, tighten up your pitch. I'll give you one quick example, right? One quick tip on how to do this. If you have a product or a service that you're selling, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're selling to somebody else, doesn't matter. If you have a product or service that you're selling, you should have a list of benefits for that product or service, right? Whatever it is. And what you do is you take you list your benefits out, as many of them as you could think of, and then you kind of like write next to them, this is the strongest benefit that I have, right? Maybe you have a free trial. That's the strongest benefit that you have in your product or service, right? The second strongest benefit that you have is that it brings in new customers for the business. The third strongest benefit that you have is that they don't really have to do much work to see results with it. You handle most of the stuff in-house, right? Let's say those are your three benefits. When I'm presenting to somebody, what I'm going to do is I'm going to lead off with, you know, really this doesn't take much time for you to do it. That's going to be the first thing I say to them, right? So don't worry about the time thing. You don't have to do much with this because we handle everything. Once you say yes, your only job is to say yes, we do everything else. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to say, and the coolest thing about it is that it's going to bring you new customers in pretty much automatically, and we're going to be doing all the work for you. So the benefit that you're going to see is you're going to see new leads coming in. You're going to see a bigger pipeline. You're going to see more customers that want to buy your stuff, and we're going to be handling all the you know, in the back kind of stuff, like the stuff that you used to do. We're going to handle all that stuff, and guess what? It's not going to cost you a dime for the first 30 days. You want to start today? You want to start tomorrow? Now, what bad salespeople do, go back to step number one, doesn't matter, just do it, right? But what bad salespeople do is they'll go out and they'll say, hey, my name is Kenny from XYZ Marketing Company. I'm calling you because we have a free trial with this. The guy doesn't even know who you are yet, so you can't do that, okay? Start with number three, go to number two, then go to number one, and you're going to have much more success with that. So that's how you tighten up your pitch. You don't need 25 benefits in your pitch. You need three. That's it. Okay, three things, all right? Tony Robbins said, if your mind sees, this is not an exact quote, but it's like one, two, three, a whole crap load of stuff. That's how the mind works. And he said that I learned that years ago from him. And that's something that changed the way that I sell stuff. Because if you go into 37,000 different things when you're prospecting or presenting to someone, you lose them after three. All right. So that's step number two. Tighten up your pitch. Step number four is ask. There's studies out there that show 60, 70, 80%. I don't know what the right number is, but it's one of those three because the studies show each one of those. 60, 70, 80% of salespeople do not ask for the order one time. They never ask for it, okay? They never ask for the order. So I have an exercise that I have people do when they come work with me. And this is people that work for me, and this is coaching students, and pretty much everybody that comes in contact with me in a professional way. I have them go do this. Basically, what I have them do is I have them call Craigslist, okay, the service section in Craigslist. So, like, people that cut lawns, people that do housework, they do deck working, they do, like, you know, decking or whatever. I have them call them up, and I have them say, hey, my name is Kenny. I'm calling because I saw that you have a Craigslist ad online, and I didn't see a website listed in there. I build websites. They're $500 a piece. I can have them online within 24 hours. Do you want one? That's the whole call, okay? Now, it's just a training exercise. We don't actually build websites. If somebody says yes, we have people that we use on Fiverr and people that we use on Upwork that will fulfill it for them. But that's not our goal. Our goal is to get the person comfortable with making calls, comfortable with asking people for an order, right? I have had coaching students, and I can show them to you if you want to see them. I have had coaching students that started off with me on that script and are still currently, this is from 3 or 4 years ago, they're still currently building websites for people, meaning that all they're doing is doing it and asking. They're doing it and asking, doing it and asking. And it was just a training exercise, but they've gotten so good at it that they're like, I'm just going to start a web development company. I mean, 20% of the people that I get on the phone with, they're saying yes to me, or 10% of people, or 5% of people, whatever it is. They're saying yes to me, and it's $500 a person. So I'm just going to do that. Why even go any further, right? If I can make 200 calls a day and 5% of people are saying yes to me and it's $500 a person, that's $5,000 a day. Why am I going to do anything else? And I've had people in my coaching group, the people that do one-on-one coaching with me, that have gone on to build web development companies just from that one script, okay? So the bottom line is if you are asking, and you keep asking over and over and over and over and over again, the deals are going to come in. Now, if you put this all together, you have a pretty good sales process here, right? You're going to do it, and you're going to do it like crazy. You're not going to make 5 calls a day. You're not going to knock on 2 doors a day. You're not going to write 3 emails a day. You're going to knock on 30 doors. You're going to make 250 calls, 300 calls. If that intimidates you, I'm sorry. This is a business, right? This is the way it works. If you want to make 10 calls a day, don't expect big results. Right. So if you want to get big results, 50 doors a day, 30 doors a day, 200 calls a day, 250 calls a day, you're going to write 50, 100 emails a day. You don't do all of those, but pick one of the ways you're going to prospect and sell stuff and focus on it. So you're going to do it, and you're going to do it big. You're going to become a prospecting machine. You're going to focus on finding the qualified people, finding the people who already want what you have, finding the people that have the ability to pay you, finding the people that have the authority to say yes or no. You're going to tighten up your pitch so it's quick, it's simple, it's 3 things, all right? It's going to help you with your time management. You're not going to have to worry about doing anything. It's going to bring in new leads for you. And oh, by the way, I should have said this earlier. I really apologize. This is my fault. It's free for 30 days anyway. You want to start today? You want to start tomorrow? Pick one. You're going to tighten it up, and then you're going to ask, and you're going to ask, and you're going to ask, and you're going to ask. All right, that is all for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, let us know. Visit us at KennyCannonPodcast.com for the notes on this episode and all the stuff that we talked about. Any kind of links that I mentioned, anything like that, will all be there. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.